This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. COVID-19 hospitalizations are going up in the state. They've risen for a month and this week topped 200 for the first time since late August. They're up nearly three dozen from last week. The test positivity rate rose to nearly 10%. That does not include most home rapid tests. The last 2 years, the state has seen the pandemic's biggest waves build as the weather gets colder. Dr. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease expert at UC Health.
It's what we see with the changing seasons, right?
She says the best defense is getting an Omicron booster shot, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. More than 980,000 Coloradans have voted so far, according to numbers out today from the Secretary of State's office. That includes incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennett. He and his family dropped off ballots yesterday.
I hope everybody votes. I'd really like to see Colorado go from being the second voter turnout state in the country to being number one.
Currently, ballot return numbers have lagged behind those from this time in 2018. More than 360,000 unaffiliated voters have submitted ballots, followed by registered Democrats, then Republicans. A ballot containing an unknown powder has caused a scare at the Adams County Clerk's Office. Testing by law enforcement showed the powder was not a drug, explosive, or biological agent, but officials could not fully identify it. The investigation is ongoing. Authorities say if the ballot is safe, it will be counted as normal. If it's not safe, the county will reach out to the voter to try to ensure that their vote is counted in another way. You are listening to CPR News.